Helen Regis is a cultural anthropologist who has been studying the Jazz and Heritage Festival for 10 years. In some ways, she says, you can think of Jazz Fest as a city.
The people who build the festival every year, the construction crew and the electricians, feel like they are building a city. And they do, you know, it's this physical infrastructure. It has lights, you know, it has plumbing kind of. It's kind of a fantasy city in a way, isn't it? It looks like New Orleans, but in some ways not.
In the fairgrounds grandstand this year, Regis and her partner, Shauna Walton, are exhibiting maps people made from Jazz Fest 2011 and 2012. It's a project called Map Your Jazz Fest.
We handed out crayons and markers, and we invited people to map their perspective on the festival or their experience of the festival. We didn't want accurate maps, we wanted fun maps.
And how do these maps, what do they have to do with this idea of the festival as a city?
Well, I think just like all of us who live in New Orleans or who live in another city, you know, we have sections of the city that we relate to more. You know, there's places where we dwell, and then there's places that we visit, right, or that we move through, or there's places we may not even be aware of, right? And so part of what I love about these maps is we have some maps that have one stage on them. There's some maps that only have Congo Square, some that only have Acura, you know, or some that only have the Folklife area. And everything else is kind of a blank space or a place to go get lemonade, you know, or to go get your cochon de lait po' boy.
So what does that tell you about the map maker?
Well, it tells me a lot about their focus. You know, I mean, it is a big festival, and some of us love to walk around it, right? And so some of our maps have people walking around and around and around in circles and spirals of movement. And other people are more comfortable, you know, being based somewhere and having the festival come to them. They bring chairs and they create a local community with their friends. And of course, that's where you get all the flags and the crews, which are wonderful when you're in them, but kind of irritating when you're trying to get through them to the stage, to the front row, right? So in some ways, it's just like our neighborhoods in New Orleans, right? We want them to be quiet, and we don't really want a lot of through traffic necessarily, right? Unless it's a beautiful second line. But, you know, at the same time, we move through all these other neighborhoods to get to where we're going.
So why don't you show me some of your maps?
So here you see one that only has Economy Hall, the only stage. Here's one that shows Acura and the Grassy Knoll and Crawfish Monica, right? And this was a member of the Grassy Knoll crew, which is a very well-established crew in Acura, in the infield of Acura. I think the most surprising thing, when you think that this is in some ways, you know, an event that you pay to get into, in some ways it's just a big concert. Right? But it's much more than that, of course, as we fest lovers know. It's kind of amazing that so many people think of it as their festival. You know, they think of it as something that reflects who they are, you know, and where they have their own traditions and they create their own community. And that's what makes it, I think, so powerful and so important for people and why so many people plan their year around it.
Regis invites anyone who finds his or herself in this city known as Jazz Fest to come on by the grandstand and map your experience. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.